There's uncertainty over more than 100 jobs at MMD Shipping Services Limited in Portsmouth. The cargo handling company is owned by the City Council. It's asking workers to accept new terms and conditions. The local authority says there are no plans for redundancies, but it won't comment on what will happen if staff reject the new contracts. Questions are still being asked about the amount of public money which is going into the company. Here's retired businessman Jerry Brown, who says the council have told him that he'll have to wait at least 7 weeks for a meeting to discuss the company's figures.
No, I'm not happy about it. I'm very annoyed that I can't actually get to the bottom of what I was told was fact. I've been told that MMD, because it exists, generates a £1.5 million a year surplus for the council. I just can't see it in the numbers. And all I want is to ask one simple question. Please, can somebody show me where this £1.5 million profit turns up and then show me where it came from?
Well, listening to that is Luke Stubbs, the deputy leader of Portsmouth City Council, in our Portsmouth studio. Good morning to you, Luke.
Good morning.
So tell us more about the changes you want to bring in. Why is this?
Well, MMD, the council's owned MMD now for about 8 years. And in that time, it has generated a surplus for the council, but financially, it's not really quite what we want it to be. So we've had to look at terms and conditions. Part of this really is just bringing the conditions at MMD into line with the rest of the industry. And we need to make sure that terms and conditions, you know, this is an entity owned by the council in order to generate funds for the council and in order to protect local employment. And to do that, it needs to be competitive. And so we're making changes to ensure that it remains competitive.
Obviously, employees are used to certain terms and conditions, perhaps for several years. Is it around holidays, pay, overtime?
It's to do with working hours, in effect. It's in order to make it so that employees have to... So that employees work a certain number of hours when required.
Right, OK. Well, surely that's in any contract, isn't it? What does the current contract currently say?
Well, the contract as it is does put some limitations on. It puts some limitations on in terms of the theoretical time it takes to do a job. And if the theoretical time it takes to do a job is 8 hours and it only takes 4 hours, then they can end up only working the 4 hours.
Right, OK. So what's not clear at the moment to these people who might be listening this morning employed by this firm is what happens if they say, actually, this contract doesn't work for us. So what does happen in that case?
Well, we're going to go into a process of negotiation and consultation, and I'm very confident that at the end of that we'll come to an agreed position with the unions and with the staff, and that we'll be able to continue to operate this business to the benefit of all.
Well, from where I'm sitting, it sounds like you've handed them a new contract and say, you know, accept that. And if they come back to it, then you'll start negotiating. Is that the right way to do it, do you think?
Well, I think that's the way, you know, that's the way of the world. But that is how negotiations in industry are done. You put your position on the table. You have to go through this process. As I said, there will be discussions with unions and with staff.
What happens if there's strike action, for example? Is that something you're hearing rumours of at the moment?
I'm not expecting that, no.
Right, OK. How if there was strike action, would you keep the service running? Because I'm guessing it's quite integral.
Well, I mean, that would be a major problem. And frankly, it would be a problem for the workforce as well, because if there was a strike, and I really don't think there will be, it will be very damaging for the business.
Is the council or MMD talking to any staff agencies which could provide some temporary workers at the port if, for example, there was strike action?
To be quite honest, I'm not sure of the details of that, but obviously we have to have contingencies in place.
We heard from Jerry Brown, who's a retired local businessman, asking questions about the amount of public money which was going into MMD Shipping Limited. He was offered a meeting but told he has to wait 7 weeks. Why seven weeks? Can you explain that to me?
Well, we're going into a period of elections. Elections are next week. And in the run-up to elections, there are PERDA regulations which are really to prevent political parties and local councillors using their office for a political advantage. So in the run-up to an election, it's quite okay for me to meet with council officers or for councillors to meet with council officers. It's quite okay for members of the public to meet with council officers. What isn't okay is to have councillors and members of the public meeting with council officers together, because that could be seen as using office for political advantage. So we can't have a meeting during the PERDA period. Then straight after the election, We have an annual council meeting shortly after that, and it's at that point it will be determined who will be the council leader and the composition of the cabinet. So it really has to wait till after that, and that's the offer that's been made. The meeting is May the 22nd, and the annual council meeting is May the 17th. So considering the constraints actually on us in this matter, I think that's quite prompt.
Luke, thanks very much for your time this morning. That's Councillor Luke Stubbs, who's the Deputy Leader of Portsmouth City Council. Of course, we'll keep an eye on that story as it develops. This is BBC Radio Solent. It's Breakfast. Simon Jupp in for Julian Clegg on this Monday morning. Quick look at the front pages before we talk BHS. For example, The Times this morning, Gove launches Brexit fight back. Britain will be subject to a migration free-for-all as the next wave of EU expansion hands millions more people to the right to move here, according to Michael Gove. He'll warn that in a speech today, of course, trying to, I suppose, counteract what Barack Obama said last week. That's the front page of The Times. The Sun, sex pest let off to go to Glasgow. A sex offender who attacked a woman while high on drink and drugs has had his curfew lifted so he can go to Glastonbury. I'm sure you can form your own opinions on that one. Just a few of the front pages this morning. The time now nearly 12 minutes past 8. And as we've been talking about this morning, it's looking even more likely that another iconic British high street store may well go into administration. While not certain, the money is on BHS announcing its staff as early as this morning that it's a failed business. Adam Kirtley, our business reporter, has more on this. And Adam, what's gone wrong here, do we know?
Well, Simon, it's a funny story.